This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered, the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So good.
That's so good to hear. For anyone who's not in Melbourne and doesn't care about the trauma that we've been through recently, you'll be happy to know for us that we are now allowed more freedom. Hooray!
I left my suburb for the first time in, I think, 70 days?
Yeah.
On Monday?
I did as well. I went to see my sister and I cried.
I know, I thought that's so wholesome. I still haven't seen my older sister, which is a bit flog of me. So, no, I'm going to see my big sister next week. Other big sister is next door, so she doesn't count. And I got Pita Pippo just then, and I got a Doc pizza just then, and nothing could break my stride. I actually made it to almost the start of the Eastern Freeway, pulled open the box to have a slice, realized they'd given me a green pizza with sausage on it.
No.
I was like, you've given me the wrong pizza. Please put the pizza in now so I don't have to wait, because I had ice cream in the car already.
Disaster.
Zoomed back, got a park out the front, popped in. They were like, oh, sorry, we had an Elisa and a Lisa. And I'm like, God, easy mistake. We've all been there, particularly with the masks. Took it home, dripped oil all down my assembly, the label.
No.
But it's already fucked, as I've discussed. So I'm like, whatever, may as well just use it as a napkin. And then I ordered two new flavors from Pita Pippo. They had a blueberry and white chocolate swirl, which was fucking bomb.
Wow, that's a flavor that makes my face screw up at the thought of it. I don't like that.
Well, I know. Yeah, I feel like sometimes blueberry can be soapy, but it was in no way soapy. It was like jammy kind of. It was delightful, but not too sweet. Nah, spot on. And cookies and cream, like they never have cookies and cream. So that was delicious, refined, fantabulous. And then Nutella swirl, of course. So I've had a great meal. We were supposed to have salmon and rice and vegetables, but I was like,
that's what I had for dinner. Was that your Marley spoon?
Yes. Is it a good one? I think I had like teriyaki sauce or something.
Honey soy sauce. Yes. It was actually really yummy.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it when it came at the start of the week, but I just needed to drive to Carlton. And then also today, haven't asked you anything about your week yet, I drove to Kew, which is also outside of my freaking bubble, to pick up my prints and my painting that I got framed, I think, in April?
Yeah, it was a really long time. No, it must have been June. It was right before the second lockdown. You took them in.
Yeah.
And then by the time they were ready, they were like, you can come and get them now. And you were like, well, no, I can't, actually.
They called me the Monday morning to say they were ready, and the Sunday, the day before, they announced the 5K rule. So I waited patiently, and I've picked those up today. And then I get a text last week saying tomorrow, as long as I'm in the garage or out in the alfresco or outside, that people can come and fit the rest of our shutters.
Oh, how good.
Been postponed since March. And also my castlery delivery, which I ordered, I think, in March as well, is coming for a little side table thing in our bedroom.
Oh, my goodness. You are living your best life this week.
I know. Oh, and my couch that I ordered. So literally all of the stuff that I ordered on the Queen's birthday long weekend in March is finally coming, because the painting was ordered then too, is finally coming now in October. So that's COVID for you.
Wow. I mean, you know what's super weird about all of that is the fact that that period of time has gone so quickly that I don't know if it does to you because it's your things, but it doesn't feel like you ordered all that way back in March. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's wild. It does and it doesn't. Like my oil light just came on in my car, and Brenton was like, how long has it been since the service? And I was like, oh, not that long. And then I was like, oh, wait, time didn't pause while we've been trapped in our house. So probably like a year.
No shit. I can't even drive my car. Can't drive my car because the oil and the petrol is dead.
Oh, well, that's the same.
Adrian turned it on the weekend because I was like, can you go and grab something from the car? So he went out and like turned it on to just turn it over. It stank. And I was like, the next time I drive that car is straight to get it serviced, because last time I drove it back in June, it stopped at the traffic lights and I had to restart it. And I was like, oh, you fucker. And I went to book it in then. And then Adrian yelled at me because I canceled the booking when we went into 5K lockdown. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, but there's no point if I'm not going to drive it like for an indefinite period of time, there's no point in getting it serviced now because I'm just going to continue to fuck it up. So
that's true. So what about
this is a perfect segue.
What about when you go to the coffee shop? Do you take Adrian's car?
Yeah, we've been using one car.
Oh. Wow. Perfect segue into
I had three thoughts that I wanted to bring up at the start of this episode, just, you know, three musings that have come into my mind over the last couple of days. The first one was around the fact that I have realized that my anxiety around driving has resurfaced due to the fact that I haven't driven for so long.
That wasn't good. Yeah.
No.
Coming back. Yep.
Not so bad, but is anybody else feeling like they can't drive anymore? Because I feel like no one can drive on the road anymore.
Do you know what? Interestingly, I've slid straight back into it, but I've always done a lot of driving. I mean, I'm not a good driver, but I've always done a lot of driving.
Me too, though. But something about getting on the freeway yesterday, I was like,
ooh, yeah, you hate memories. Freeway drives, don't you? Whereas I love a freeway drive. I'm much more panicky on like little streets where like people dart out of the lights.
The other thought was, can you believe it's been 10 years since Muck Up Day?
Whoa.
Today is our 10-year Muck Up Day reunion. How wild is that?
Holy shit.
I know.
Wow.
I was looking through at old photos of me with so much eyeliner and no eyebrows, and I thought, wow, I haven't changed that much in 10 years, have I?
Oh, my God. I had long, long, long hair and a lot of fake tan.
Yeah. And I was looking at, like, there was a big class photo of us all standing outside, and I wasn't at the front, so I was sort of looking through all of the heads to work out which one I was. And then there was a person sort of with brown hair that was a little bit nondescript at the back, but she had a lot of orange foundation on. I was like, that's got to be me. Spotted. And the other thought that I had was a discussion I had with my sister yesterday around the fact that I was like, oh, I've definitely got to book in to get my hair trimmed. Like, you know, it's been however long since I last had a haircut. And then I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to be the real hero of Melbourne and not book in to get my hair done, because there are blondes with regrowth and people with greys that need to get their hair touched up more than I do. And my sister, who is blonde, packet blonde, said she thought the same thing about the people with greys. She thought I better let them go first. And then she was like, nah, fuck it. I'll just book in my hair. And I thought, for all of the people out there who desperately don't need their Botox, who desperately don't need to get their hair done, this is our real time to sort of be the MVPs of Melbourne coming out of lockdown.
That's so true. I'm the same. I haven't booked in for my hair. I have absolutely no rush to go get my hair done. To be honest, I'm holding on to every strand, and I will let all of those people who desperately need it take my place. I mean,
yeah,
technically only one person can take it, but yeah.
But we're the real heroes. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. What else are we not rushing to do? Tell you what people are rushing to do. When I was driving around Carlton, classic, public pools. What the fuck is wrong with people? I drove past two public pools in like 1K of each other. Socially distanced lines out the front of both of them. I'm sorry, but public pools are disgusting.
And also, if you're in the city, you are 25 kilometres to St Kilda Beach. Go to the fucking beach, you pleb.
Yeah, they're 25 kilometres from many beaches. I agree. Oh. And I just literally can't fathom the fact that people can't see their families, but you can swim in a cesspool of dirty water that other people have been in. I don't understand the microbiology behind that.
None of the rules make sense. It's just what Dan Andrews decided. Let's be real. Gyms still aren't open, but people can go to cafes. Like, I don't know. The whole thing is wild.
I sort of get gyms because there's a lot of sweat and there's a lot of bodily fluid.
But you can clean your machines. It's very controlled.
No, and like you can space them. People just won't. And like, you know, there's bits missed. I think like studios and stuff should be able to open because that's really easy to monitor. But you just you can't keep an eye on every single person and where every single bit of sweat drops. I think that that is a bit of a nightmare. But you also can't keep an eye on when people sweat in the fucking pool and then it just – and people pee in the pool and then it just – No. Those people are sickos. Absolutely not. And the fact that you get in a public pool on a good day is also foul. You absolute dirty fuckers.
All right, Ms. I grew up with a pool and two beach houses. Pipe down.
I grew up with a pool and one beach house. Thank you.
Sorry, my mistake. Now you have two.
Privileged. I'm so sorry. Okay, fine. Take your public pool and your dirty band-aids and enjoy it.
All right, let's move into news.
Okay.
That's the tea on that.
You can kick us off.
Clossier has launched new body care. So they've added to their existing Body Hero line.
Yep.
What products have they launched?
Oh my goodness. I saw a body oil, an exfoliating bar, the dry oil. Oh, no, that's the dry oil mist, yeah. I believe. Yep. And then there's just the Body Hero moisturizer. Is that all that there was?
And they have the body wash as well, I believe. So two already existing products and then the new exfoliating bar and the dry body oil.
Yep.
The images for these are so enticing. It's like got like a juicy orange with like rustic leaves coming out of it. And I don't know, the way they shot that stuff made me really want to buy it.
Isn't that just the same with everything that Glossier does? Let's be real.
Yeah, to be fair. And I have Body Hero and I do love the smell of it. And then the second thing that they've done is they've collabed with the Women's NBA with this launch. And I just think it couldn't be more perfect because it's Body Hero and they're talking about like strong, athletic, like superhuman women that are outside of the normal like beauty slash model slash influencer that would be used for a beauty campaign.
Yep.
And they've also gone and got people that are outside of the typical Glossier, like cool girl, laid back, New York, Parisian chic vibe.
Yeah.
But it also goes perfectly because they're like simple girls that aren't overly femme but still want to take care of themselves. And like it's the perfect collab, like, because I'm like, oh, that's kind of like my sister, like really sporty, not super into products, but would probably like a simple range like Glossier. So perfect. Mm. And then they've gone and chosen a sport like basketball that has a really like strong African-American percentage. That's a weird way of putting it, but like they've got a really diverse group of girls modeling all of the products too. I just think that they couldn't have done better, and they probably really need this right now because everything has not been going Glossier's way at the moment.
I totally agree. And the WNBA said that our athletes, they said athletes, we aren't necessarily the standard of beauty, but if I can embrace my body and tell you that I'm beautiful, then that means that I'm a body hero and you're a body hero. And I was like, aww, so nice. I
love
it.
And I love the little shot that they did where they were like, I've always been taller than everyone. I've always been bigger than everyone. But like,
yep.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it so much. And I think the product line is simple and delightful, and I love the smell. I'm very excited by it. I want that dry body oil.
Same. So do I, so much. And I think that they've done diversification in a really real natural way, and I think you've touched on that already, but I just wanted to back up that point.
For sure. Also, did you see that the exfoliating body bar, I mean, not my thing. I hate anything that resembles soap. It freaks me out. It touches bits and you can't untouch those bits.
All right.
I don't like soap. Anyway, it's got a little divot in the body exfoliating bar that holds enough of like one pump of the body lotion for you to put in and then lather all over yourself, which is so cool if you aren't phobic of it touching bits like me.
Oh, yeah, I see. And it's an exfoliating body bar because it's got bamboo powder in it, which is the gritty bits, I guess, that would be exfoliating.
Yeah.
The thing that I find a little bit strange about the launch is the timing. I do think that I'm not sure what the basketball season is like, so maybe this is perfectly aligned with like the beginning of the women's NBA, or maybe it's the end of the season. I have no clue.
The end of the NBA just ended, the conference.
But does that mean that the women's are about to start?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like
NBA. Brenton!
Actually, 2 seconds. The season just finished. It doesn't normally align with the men's NBA, but this year it did because of the bubble.
Ah, that's interesting. I wondered whether it was a launch that was meant to be out for summer and whether COVID pushed it back, because I feel like body care is something that I don't usually associate with a brand bringing out in winter. I wonder whether originally this campaign was going to be more like glowy skin or whether it was always planned for this time. I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Next on our beauty news list is Desi Perkins' baby.
Okay, so you messaged me saying that Desi had her baby, but I've deliberately not looked at anything. What information do we know?
Oh my goodness. It's sad that you haven't looked, because there's literally nothing that we know other than that she gave birth. She said that she had, I think the fans of who are lurking her have deduced that she had, or maybe she said on her Instagram stories, like 2 days worth of pre-labor contractions. And then she was in the hospital, 17 hours ago-ish, and said that she was now in hospital. And then we got an Instagram story photo of just, it was the bottom half of her face and a tiny, weeny little baby hand. And it said, "My whole world." Yeah, it was, 18.
I actually cry.
18 hours ago that she was in hospital and did a little story. She's got her brows on, everybody. She snatched her brows for labor, of course. And then, little tiny baby hand. And Stephen's posted it. And Katie has posted it. And, everyone is, I don't know, we're just waiting to find out what his name is. So I'm sure by the time this episode is up on Monday, we'll know what his name is.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
She says as she yawns.
I can't stop.
I'm so excited. I don't know why. I feel like I've really connected emotionally with Desi during this journey.
Do you know what's also a bit fucked? Is that we were in lockdown when Desi announced that she was pregnant, and now Desi's had a baby and we're still in lockdown.
Oh, I know. This is like the exact same as my friend Ella, who had her baby. We found out via Zoom, by FaceTime, back in March, because she was scared to come to dinner. Not scared, but she was concerned about coming to dinner because COVID had just started to break out in Melbourne, and she was like, it seems too risky. And then she gave birth whilst we were still in lockdown. What a waste of time. That's why I just want to go and move to the ocean.
Oh my God. I can't tell you the urge that I had to dive in fully clothed to the freezing cold ocean, because it was just like I hadn't been able to, and now I wanted to be like, fuck you.
Did you do it?
No, because I didn't have any change of clothes and I had a 27-minute drive home and I knew that I would be absolutely freezing. And the beach was, like, relatively populated. Like, people would have been like, why is she doing that fully clothed? But I didn't know what to do. Like, I was in tights, so I wouldn't have been able to take them off. If I was in bike shorts, I would have just gone in my bra and bike shorts, but I couldn't, like, peel my tights off in public. How awkward.
No, and also you wouldn't be able to put the tights back on once you were done.
I don't know. It was just, okay, maybe next time I will wear bathers underneath. I don't know. I don't know how it works. Like, I think you need to live close to the beach to, like, take a quick dip in the freezing ocean and then go home. Like, it just doesn't seem logical for me.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You also have on our news list this week an Aesop candle.
Yes, we didn't discuss it last week. So Aesop launched their first candle, which is kind of weird. Like,
I could have sworn they had candles already.
Well, I don't think they do.
No, they probably didn't if you've brought it to us as beauty news. I trust you.
Either they have and they've been smaller and less expensive, or they haven't had them before. But they launched a super luxe candle. It's $135 and everyone's talking about it because they're like, Aesop's $135 candle, and everyone's just
I see. It's a range of $135 candles. They're the aromatique candles.
Yeah, so I've done the maths. They've got about 65 hours burn time. So $135, about 3 cents a minute is what you're paying, which I don't think is that bad when you break it down like that.
I personally, one day we'll do it as a test. I personally don't think that a candle's burn time is ever as long as it says that it is, because I would burn a candle for, 3 hours a time, which would equate to, fuck my maths, that's 21 burns. Yeah. I don't know. I don't reckon I would do that many. Do you?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it that deep, although I have reflected on the fact that my Diptyque outdoor candle really has been burnt for many, many hours.
Yeah, that has lasted a long time, but that's a very, very big candle.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, do you think that you get better burn time the bigger they are?
Well, if I was scientific, which you are, you would think that because it has greater surface area all across the top and more wicks, that it might burn faster. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm not sure, though. I'd have to report back or ask a candle scientist on that.
Yeah, I wonder where we can find one of those. Interesting.
If anyone knows a candle scientist, please put us in touch. We'll have them on for a mini ep. That'd be fun.
Yeah, like an engineer of flame.
Yes, please. All right. My last piece of beauty news is that MAC have announced their third ever global brand ambassador. Did you hear?
No.
She's the world's biggest K-pop star on Instagram. She's got over 40 million followers. Her name is Lisa, aka Lalisa Manoble. And she is, yeah, MAC's new global brand ambassador. That's all I have to say about it, really.
Who were the other ones? Like, I don't remember that being a thing.
That's a great question. Interestingly, none of these articles reference the old ambassadors.
So what's her job as ambassador? I don't really get it.
She's just the global face of MAC, okay, rather than like the, you know, country-based face of MAC, I guess.
Do we have country faced faces of MAC?
No, but they do local, they do local campaigns with MAC. They're not always national or global things, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool, I guess.
Very cool, yeah.
I didn't know I needed to hear and probably didn't need to hear.
I just think it's a big deal, like, that they've picked a K-pop star to be the face of MAC, and I just found it to be an interesting by MAC. Not surprising, but, you know, I just thought it was worth noting.
Yeah.
Sue me.
No, that's fine. Yeah, it's not like an American or like Canadian person. Yeah. It's good.
All right. Shall we move on to our product trial?
Yeah, let's.
I don't even need to ask if I'm orange.
Man. This week we tried, upon fabulous recommendation from our good friend Miss Hirons.
Dear friend, listener of the pod.
Skincare and beauty advisor to Lisa and I personally. We purchased the Mother Dirt AO Plus Mist for face and body. It's a biome-friendly bacteria mist that is meant to help rebalance your skin microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel about said mist? So let me start by saying Ms. Hirons has worked with the brand, but has said in a number of her empties and favorites videos that this product is one of her favorites. And it's meant to, obviously, by helping rebalance the microbiome, it's doing a lot of things that probiotic brands say that they do, in that it's helping to deal with acne, redness, inflammation. It can help with dryness. And one of the biggest claims for this is that basically, I don't want to butcher this, but it's basically like a natural cleanser, I guess, from all of the reviews that I've read. By balancing the body, it's helping to balance the bad bacteria. So the founder didn't shower for like months just to prove a point when he invented this, or when this product launched, because he was like, I just spray this under my armpits. I spray this in my hair. I spray this on my bits and I'm clean.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the reviews online really speak to the claims of this improving people's acne. So yeah. Tell me what you thought about this.
Okay, so I was excited by this because I love probiotics. But every time I say that, we also have to keep in mind that I'm not particularly prone to sensitivity on my face or acne at this stage. God, I would have loved to try it when I had my fucked up face. So I thought, yes, I'll try it. And I also bought one for Brenton's sister, Abby, who is eczema prone and was working on a COVID ward at the time as a nurse. So was literally covered head to toe in eczema from wearing PPE, which caused her to sweat and get sticky, and she's already eczema prone. And then she was literally covered, and she was like, I'll try anything, of course, let's try it. So you, me and Abby have all tried it from different perspectives. I thought it's cool to have because it's a keep in the fridge kind of product. You can leave it at room temperature, but if you do, it only lasts 4 weeks. But I liked the idea that you had to keep it in the fridge, because I was like, cool, it's actually got proper live bacteria versus just like your standard shelf-stable lactobacillus that you see in a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, just good to have around as like a first aid kit kind of product, even if it doesn't do any wonders for my skin.
Yeah.
The only issue I found, which is a big issue, is that because I'm keeping it in my fridge, I don't go to use it at skincare time. So we've gone to use this as a product of the week for a couple of weeks now, but neither of us have used it enough times because we kept forgetting to use it because it was in the fridge. However, if I was having some sort of sore, itchy face, I would actively go to the fridge and spritz it because I'd be thinking about it, so I'd seek it out. So I don't think that that's like a huge thing. You know, if you're actively needing it, you'd probably use it. So
yeah,
that's one thing to note. The second thing, of course, to note is that I don't really need it on my face. But I really don't know if this is coincidence or not, but we've all heard about my scabby hips. I spray this on my scabby hips twice and I haven't had scabby hips since, and it's been weeks. Like weeks without
I'm trying to think of what else might have contributed to that, but yep.
Like what? Yeah, what? And
less hot showers? I don't know.
No, you still have them scalding hot. If you don't come out purple, you ain't doing it right. So maybe it helped. And I actually really like that I keep it in the fridge because it is so refreshing. I thought it would be like a gross, cold, jolty experience, but it's actually very refreshing. And yeah, I used it on my pits. I don't know if I massively noticed anything huge, but I am a bit blown away by the hip thing. Anyway, I asked Abby, what do you think? Her main takeaway was, I don't think it's a product that when I finish, I'll rush to repurchase. But I think after a few weeks, I'll notice changes and then I'll need to rebuy it.
So did it help with her eczema?
Yes. It's hard to know because obviously, like, how do you know? Like, her ward then flipped to not COVID, so she didn't have to do as much. And then do you know how bad it's going to be without it? You know, tricky. But yes, she thinks it was helping with her eczema. And she's also said that her maskne, she's been using it on her face. And although she's got a little bit of maskne, she reckons it's the bare minimum. Like, it's like keeping it at bay. Like, she's got little pimples as opposed to big, deep, cystic, bad ones. So she really does think that it's helping in terms of acne and, keeping things at bay. She was misting it on her hands and face. So I think I would attest to it helping, like, acne and sort of scabby, itchy, scaly bits. Like, I think it really does help with that barrier massively and sort of calm inflammation.
That is good to know.
What do you think?
I use mine consistently since it arrived. So I would say I've used it for 4 to 6 weeks every single day, twice a day.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Good on you. I thought you were forgetting to use it. That's just my...
I've forgotten a couple of times, but it says that the reason I wanted to hold off on reviewing it is because it says that you need a good 4 weeks to really start to notice the difference with it, which is why I wanted to wait.
Well, then surely my hips is a coincidence, but also surely it's not. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. To be honest, I don't actually have a lot to say about this because I don't really feel like it did a lot. I have to be honest. I haven't had any rash issues for it to clear up. So that is null and void. I don't have problems with eczema and things like that. The one thing that I was using this for is the fact that I've had folliculitis pretty consistently for like 4 months, I would say, under my arms and like kind of in the bits where you get a bit sweaty. So like in between my boobs, under my boobs, like where my bra sits, my neck, my butt, like the whole shebang. And I was really excited to give this a go because I figured that the folliculitis was probably a bacterial thing. But it has not helped with that. And it never claimed to help with folliculitis. Let's just say that. But I have used it under my arms every day for four weeks at least, morning and night, and I would definitely say that it does not replace deodorant at all. I still stink when I don't wear deodorant, and that's kind of all I have to say about it.
I really do think and stand by Abby's claim in it. I feel like it won't seem like it's doing anything, and then one day when you stop, you'll notice the difference. Or one day you'll have something weird and you'll use it and you'll be like, oh my God, that was useful. Like, I think it's something good to have on hand. And at the moment I'm sort of neutral towards it, but I can see it saving my life one day. I also had blisters on my hands from playing tennis and I was spraying it on it because they were actually really sore. Like, you know when the edges of your blisters kind of rip up and like the open skin there and it really fucking stings?
Yeah.
Spraying on my blisters, and I actually feel like it really helped them to heal fast. Or maybe my blisters just healed miraculously fast. How the hell do you know?
And that's exactly it. How do you know? And I agree. I don't think that I see any miraculous claims about this at the moment. Like, I don't feel like my skin looks significantly brighter or significantly blemish-free or anything like that. But maybe in a couple of weeks' time, if this runs out soon, I will notice and I'll be sad. Who knows?
I am glad that I opted to keep it in the fridge rather than out of the fridge so that I can just have it like you would have Dettol or Band-Aids. You know, just have it on hand.
Oh, same. I agree. If I had kept this out of the fridge, I wouldn't have even gone through it in the time that I've had it in 4 weeks. Like, it wouldn't have been possible. So definitely keep it in the fridge.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I wish you had your perioral dermatitis. I would have liked for you to try it on that.
Maybe this cleared that up. Who knows?
Oh, we just don't know. Oh, we need someone else who thinks.
I know. I wish Adrian got an acute breakout of his eczema so I could have tried it, but nothing has happened. We haven't been anywhere. There's no reason to have an irritation.
Any listeners that are tempted by the sound of this and think they have an ailment that could work well with this,
yeah,
let us know if you buy it. And, yeah, try it properly, because I think it's one of those things where it's really hard to know, but if a couple of people provide feedback, you know, it might, like, give me a better sample size and I'll feel a better generalization about it.
Yeah. The jury's out for now. Oh, and for anyone who was wondering, the spritzer, the packaging is not luxe, but the spritzer on it produces a really lovely fine mist. It definitely doesn't, like, spurt you in the face.
Mm-mm.
And also, I mean, it's lasted a really long time, and the price point was around, what do we think it was, about $65? Or was it like $100?
No. I think it was like between $60 and $70, I think, which in hindsight is kind of expensive for something that we have deemed null and void.
But yeah, it was $70.
I have faith in it.
It was $70. If Hiren says it's good, then it must be good. We're just not sure how it's good yet.
We'll confirm at a later date. I reckon it's like the Liberty Bell retinol, where we were like, I think it's really good, but also I don't know yet. And now months down the line, we're like, holy shit, everyone needs to buy this.
Yep, true.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Dang, these products are so good.
What is your beauty fave?
My beauty fave this week is the Ulla Henriksen Fat Glow Facial.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good product.
It is. I can't believe that can hardly be your, like, weekly fave. That's your always fave.
Well,
I'll let you have it.
I used it twice this week, so I feel like it's extra favey.
Okay.
I also put it on Adrian, and I made him put it on me, and he was truly loving the fact that when you rub it, it goes white. He was like, oh, this is fun, and was like, rubbing my face with his fingers, like, you know how men are so unco in applying products on other people?
Yeah
he was like putting his giant finger nubs on my head and like pushing them around trying to make it go white.
It would have not been a relaxing experience.
It wasn't, but it was kind of funny and cute in a way, because I was like, oh, how precious. He's trying really hard to make it white everywhere. He's like, do you want me to put it over your lips? I was like, absolutely not, thank you. It's a great mask. If you haven't heard me talk about it before, it's exfoliating PHAs and it's got niacinamide in it. It makes you not look too red after you've used an exfoliating mask, and it's just great. And it smells like candy.
It is great. And you will find out in this week, the mini ep in our haul that I bought it because I've tried Alex's and I loved it. And I've also bought it on her recommendation.
There you go. What's your beauty fave this week?
My beauty fave is the Sally Hansen Instant Cuticle Remover.
Ah, I'm very interested to hear the ins and outs of this. Please do tell us more.
So this recommendation is from the Anna Edit. We all know I love the Anna Edit. She's used it for years and she always says that it like really eats away your cuticles. And I was in the mood for eating away my cuticle because my hands have just been foul. I have like really overgrown, really dry cuticles. And then I get lots of like kind of hang cuticles. Ugh, they've just been foul. My feet were foul. I was just foul. So I did a big haul, which you'll find out about at a later day.
Mm-hmm.
But this was like revolutionary. So it's a sort of gel and it comes with a little pointed tip. I don't know. It's just like a applicator. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Like an eyedropper, but like.
Yes, thank you. Yep, like eyedrops. Yep. And you put it along your nail bed, cuticle bed, whatever, and it says to leave for 15 seconds. I left it for like 30 to 45 at least.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wash excess thoroughly with warm soapy water. No, I did do that because it does say on there that something about making you blind if it gets in your eyes. And I thought,
whoa!
I thought, if it can make me blind, it's definitely going to do great things to my cuticles. And it did. I could push them back really well because I feel like my cuticles, they're quite like strong and dry. So they're really hard to like push back. So I pushed them all back. I got out a little cuticle trimmer and I like cut out all the excess. And then they're still looking good. It's been a full week since I did them.
Oh. So is it like an AHA and it makes your cuticles, like the dry skin sort of disappear, it breaks down the bonds and they all fall off?
I don't think it's as sophisticated as an AHA. I think it's just like fucking bleach or some shit, but it's awesome. Just wash your hands thoroughly after, but it just makes them go really soggy. So you can kind of push them away to the point that they like flake off and you can cut off any excess. But it gave me like beautiful round nail beds. Also, fun fact, and I wish I'd known this because I'd cut off all of my foot skin prior to using this. But it says that you can apply it to calluses and it will also eat them.
Wow, I'm truly impressed by this. Can you read the ingredient on that? Is there an ingredient list?
There might have been on the box, but I threw the box out. I've only got the packaging, but I probably don't want to know. It's probably just like formaldehyde and like.
Did you say it was Sally Hansen?
Yeah. It's just really good. And if you want to give yourself a nice at-home pedi and mani, it's great. I had been having chats with a girl I went to school with about how gross my cuticles were, and she kept linking me all these like cuticle porn, like really good manicures, being like, oh god, those nail beds. And then I sent her my nail beds after I used it, and she was like, holy shit, where did you get it? And I said Priceline. She couldn't find it online. Literally under 12 hours later, she was like, my local Priceline had click and collect. I went and got it and she did hers and they looked great. We're all happy. We've all got gorgeous cuticles. Like, take a photo of my hands anytime you want.
Oh, okay. I need to buy it. You've definitely sold me. I've looked at the ingredients online and it's potassium hydroxide is the main poison. followed by butylene glycol acrylates. Lots of acrylates. I don't know what they are.
Who cares? Don't stress too much about them. Wash your hands thoroughly. So good. I felt like a new woman. And then I just did a little nail cube and like buffed out any ridges. And I've just got natural nails. But when your cuticles aren't foul, your natural nails don't look shit.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it. It's $20 and now you've sold it to me. Thank you.
Yeah,
so
I think
much.
It was on sale when I bought it too, potentially. Winner.
Good one.
Actually, it's not a helmet. It's a hairnet. It has extra room so you don't mess up your hairdo.
What's next? Let's discuss our snack. No, non-beauty fave. So okay. Many to discuss.
Oh, really? My non-beauty fave, I was really struggling to think of what it was, but then I remembered, is Three Birds Renovations. For people that don't know, Three Birds Renos, they've got an Instagram and they have a YouTube channel, and it's three gals that do renovations together. If you like The Block, you'll love this. They're based in Sydney. Some of the stuff is a bit samey, but like I really like what they do. It's great fun to watch. And they've got a new season at the moment. It's in week two, and I love how it's looking.
Yeah, the good thing about them is that they teach you how to renovate. They're not just the type of renovation Instagram account that you follow that does a renovation and just shows you the afters, and you're like, wow, that's beautiful, but how did you do it? I feel like they provide good practical tips, and they also tell you like the colors of things that they're doing, like the colors that they'll paint the walls, or like where they got their handles and knobs from and shit like that. And it's the stuff that I feel like a lot of, I don't want to call them pretentious, but a lot of like home renovation people won't say where they got things from because they want it to be their little secret, or they'll say it because they're working in partnership with someone else. And I feel like Three Birds do a good job of not flogging everything that they promote.
That's so true. And I do also feel like a lot of home reno accounts, they use the same stuff for a lot of things, and that's why they don't want to share it. Whereas like on Three Birds, they're like, oh, we always use this. So they're like, if you want to paint your roof, this is the safest color to do, like do this. I don't know. Yeah. And they were talking about like, as soon as we change the window trimmings in this house, it's going to take years off it. And I was like, oh my God, I would never think to like make, I think they said to make the windows thicker, it makes it look more luxe. And it did. And I was like,
oh,
I would have never thought of that. And it just blew my brains. And I think if you're in a position to renovate, I've got a new house. And now I'm like, oh my God, I want to knock it down and start again. It's like, it really gives you the renovation bug. Like when I'm driving through the streets, I'm like, oh, how can I change that facade? I know, it's fun. I love renovations.
I'm going to come over and you're going to have like a weatherboard house. Your modern house is going to be weatherboarded.
I want to clad everything. That's why I keep trying to do clad feature walls. Every season of Three Birds, I want to clad a random wall. And you're like, you don't need to clad it. And I'm like, I really want to though. What's your fave?
One of my faves this week is my new totem pole that I bought for my Monstera. It is growing out of control and I had nowhere to hang it anymore. It grows very vertically, which is weird. I know they're meant to drape, but mine just wants to go straight up. And so I thought, if you want to go straight up, buddy, I'm going to buy you a fucking totem pole and you can go around and around and around and around and around until your heart's content. And it smells yummy, like coconut husk.
Weird. And the texture freaks me out. I don't like it.
It's not hairy feeling at all. It feels like a fresh tennis ball out of a can. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, okay. I hate the smell of a fresh tennis ball, but you just said
it doesn't smell like the fresh tennis ball.
Isn't that like a distinct smell? The smell of a fresh tennis ball?
It's like spew mixed with rubber.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway, it's great. And my plant is very much happier. And I actually haven't Googled or YouTubed what I'm supposed to do with the totem pole. After I put it in, I read and like twisted my plant around it. I read that you were meant to soak it first. And I was like, fuck. So then I sat there with like a spray bottle for an hour spraying the pole to make it damp. Oh, and I was like, oh dear. So anyway, if you've got a very long Monstera, please buy yourself a totem pole. It was like $20 from Amazon. Worth the investment. It looks much happier now. And my other non-beauty fave this week is US Survivor.
What season?
I'm going back. I'm watching season 37. I'm going back through the archives, and this is the season where Nick wins. Oops, sorry, spoiler alert. If you haven't
He was in Winners versus something. So like, sorry, but
Winner takes all.
Spoiler. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he was in the most recent one. So anyway, it's really great. It's in fact such a good season of Survivor. I'm thoroughly enjoying it because I felt that at Winner Takes All, it got a bit fast and loose and they were throwing in new things and all this sort of stuff. And this season feels really traditional Survivor. Mm. It's good.
Let's pick the next season. We'll watch it together.
That sounds like a great idea. Anyone else want to listen to watch Survivor with us for the next season? Just let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Viewing party. Oh my God. You know how some like classy podcasts have a book club? We can have Survivor viewing parties.
Oh my God, I would actually love that.
I'd love that too. It'll just be you, me, and Jackie Alexander. And that's great.
And Jacinta Hoffman.
Yay! Shout out to Jacinta. Shout out to our Survivor listeners. There's only four of you. Oh, no. No, there's one more. There's one more.
Iroh Trimmer.
It can't be Iroh. Yeah. It's got to be Iroh, right? Tell us. Anyway, just go forever. Now that we've officially pleased our four Survivor listeners, what is your snack of the week?
Just took it to my veins!
My snack of the week this week is the proper crisps chips in the paprika flavor.
Is that... Have you mentioned that brand before?
I don't think I have. In fact, I think Lauren might have brought it to us once, maybe. The paprika flavor tastes delightfully like a barbecue chip. And if you are low FODMAP, you will know that barbecue chips without onion or garlic are literally impossible to find.
Oh my God, barbecue chips are the maker of hot farts.
Yeah. Oh, don't even talk to me about it. I've eaten two bags in the last week. And anyway. So yeah, the proper crisps brand of chips is perfect for all of our low FODMAP friends out there because the only ingredient in it other than like potatoes and oil is paprika. And they're delicious. So anyway, that was my snack of the week.
I didn't mean to not respond. I did the world's longest yawn. I can attest to the fact that they're very fucking crispy because Alex was eating them when we joined the podcast and it was like shaking the walls in here. It was so loud.
They're so crispy. And I'm salivating just thinking about it.
Oh my God.
Everyone buy them. They're like $5 bags of chips, so they're not cheap, but God, they're worth it. What's your snack of the week?
My snack of the week, I've got a brief shout out to homemade scones, which I made on the weekend.
I saw that, you weirdo. Scones don't do it for me at all.
You know me. I see something, I want to eat it. I see it, I want it, I eat it, I got it, you know?
Yeah, I do.
So yeah, I'm very influenced by visually what I see. And my friend Meg posted multiple photos of scones because it was her birthday and she had scones multiple times. And I was like, fuck, I want a scone. So I made them. I've actually never made scones before, which is a weird thing. I feel like they're kind of like something you learn to make in school, but I didn't. Yeah. A sensory nightmare. You have to rub the butter into the flour. So you know me, dry and wet when they combine, I don't like it. It's like licking a wooden stick. I don't appreciate it. I had goosebumps. And Brenton was like, why are your shoulders up so high? Why are you so tense? And I was like, I'm trying not to gag because I was rubbing this butter into the flour. It was so fucked up. But once I got through it, they're relatively easy to make and they're just so wholesome.
Did you add the soda water to them?
I didn't do that. I did the BBC Good Food recipe, which was like so basic. They're great.
Gluten-free?
Absolutely not.
Oh my God, you're fast and loose, girl.
Dude, I've been so fast and loose this week and it ended with a huge...
This week?
Yeah, it's been forever, but it ended with a huge spew, so it's not going well. Oh my God, sorry, I've got three snacks.
Oh no.
The other one is the Whittaker's chocolate bar, which was a fun. My mum dropped this at the door and was like, try this. It is the Whittaker's milk chocolate and...
In a block,
Marlborough sea salt and caramel brittle milk chocolate.
Yum.
It's so yummy, crispy, delightful. You'd really like it. It's the kind of like crunchy salted caramel that I can tell that you would enjoy.
I would enjoy that.
And then my last favorite is very tummy friendly. You know Kez's Kitchen, the one that does all the gluten-free baking?
I do. Meals? Yep.
They do a gluten-free, low FODMAP, vegan Kingston biscuit.
Ooh.
Really good. The texture of the biscuit's pretty spot on. The texture of the cream on the inside is different to a Kingston, but the overall vibe of it is very Kingston-y. I had two yesterday. I was really craving like a dirty dessert and I just couldn't be bothered and I found them. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot I bought these. And they really hit the spot. I love a Kingston. Would you say they're the best Arnott's biscuit?
Kingston's the one that have the two biscuits with the red around it and the cream inside.
Red around it. Are you thinking of Monte Carlo?
Oh, I'm thinking of Monte Carlo. Yes, a Kingston is the friggin' best. The ones with the chocolate inside.
Yes, like the chocolate cream and then like a more brownie kind of Anzac-y biscuit.
Yeah, they are delightful. They're the first ones that anyone should ever pick from an Arnott's assorted favourite.
Yeah, I would go a Kingston and then I'd go a Monte Carlo and then pretty much, I don't know, what even's left, maybe like an orange cream or whatever those kind of
ones are. Would you? I'd go the Oreo-looking one after the Kingston, before the Monte Carlo.
Yeah, I can't even think what's in a family pack. In the family packs, do they have – or do they have like a Scotch finger?
Yeah, they've got those weird Scotch fingers with the white cream inside it.
No, a Scotch finger doesn't have any filling.
It looks like a Scotch finger, but it's not a Scotch finger.
It's more of like a
– It's like a shortbread. Yeah.
Yep. I know what you're talking about. I would do a chocolate dip Scotch finger, and then I'd still do a normal normal Scotch finger. Also, do they have teddy bear biscuits and that kind of thing? Because I'd do a teddy bear biscuit.
No, not in the one that has the creams inside, but the family assorted favorite, the one that you would find at your local RSL club at the stop off when you need to reviver, whatever it is. That's where you'd find your family assorted, and they don't have any creams inside, but you'd get your chocolate ripple biscuit and you'd get your teddy bear biscuit and your niece or your nice, and you'd get your Scotch finger in that one.
Yeah, okay, that's probably what I would prefer. I'm gonna go out there and say that chocolate ripple might be one of my last choices.
My mother used to make the best chocolate ripple cake.
I'm sorry. What I'm about to say might be hugely offensive, but what do you mean your mother made the quote best chocolate ripple cake? There is nothing fucking skillful about pouring cream and making soft into a fucking cake. That is foul. That is not cooking. It's not a dessert. It's a fucking mistake. And it's disgusting.
I completely disagree with you, and I think the chocolate ripple cake is one of the MVPs of the dessert world.
I think that I'm in the minority here because I know that a chocolate ripple biscuit cake, what are they called? Chocky ripple cake. I don't know what they are. Like an iconic Australian dessert.
Grate a bit of cherry ripe on top of it. That's gourmet.
You just made it worse. I'd rather eat a Viennetta, like legit.
Oh, my God. We used to get Viennettas for dessert all the time as well.
Hit me up in our DMs, if you agree that a chalky ripple cake is a monstrosity. Thank you very much for listening to my TED Talk. I think this wraps our episode up. Thank you for listening.
Oh, she's just seeing us out, everybody. Lisa's dropped the mic. Catch you later, all.
I have. I can't think about it anymore. We'll catch you on Wednesday. It'll be our last mini episode because, fingers crossed, we are easing into a COVID-safe world. But yep, we'll probably be back to some double eps closer to Christmas with gift guides, etc. So you won't have too long without us in your ears twice.
It's true. If you like this week's episode, please rate and review us or chuck us a follow on wherever you listen to your podcast. And you can review us on the Apple Podcasts app if you've got an iPhone. Please and thank you. It makes such a world of difference to people finding us.
Yeah. Catch you later.
Okay, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.